We want to end today's program talking about news that shocked and saddened music lovers.
I miss you like crazy. I miss you like crazy.
On New Year's Eve, singer Natalie Cole died at the age of 65. She was the daughter of jazz icon Nat King Cole, but she went on to create her own legacy. She sold millions of albums across a wide range of genres and had 9 Grammy Awards on her shelf. You might know she comes from a musical family. Her mother, Maria Cole, performed with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Her uncle, Freddie Cole, is a jazz musician in Atlanta. She also has several siblings, including younger twin sisters, Casey and Timelyn Cole, who run a nonprofit called the Nat King Cole Generation Hope, which is dedicated to supporting musical education in public schools. We wanted to learn more about Natalie Cole's contributions, so we've called Casey Cole, who lives in Boca Raton, Florida. Hello, Casey, and can I start by saying on behalf of all of us here and on behalf of your sister's fans, how sorry I am for this loss. How are you and the rest of the family doing?
Well, I think it goes without saying that there's still just shock, airways of shock, I think, throughout the family and her close friends who are mourning such a tragic loss. And we are keeping each other supported in prayer and with loving thoughts of our sister, and knowing that we're praying that she's finally at peace.
You know her as Big Sister, but what did you like about her as an artist?
Oh my gosh, as an artist, I could go on and on. Her pitch was perfect. Her tone was amazing. When she sang, it was as if she was literally singing to you. So similarly to our father, she drew you in. She captivated you, not only with her voice, but with her charm, with her diction. You know, when she sang, it was as if she really, really, really had a part of her in every single lyric of that song. So you were right there with her. If the feeling was joy or sadness, I think she just resonated that with her audience.
You mentioned the similarities with your father in the sense of his connection with the audience. One of the big moments, obviously, in her career was the release of Unforgettable with Love, which is an album of your father's hits, which swept the awards at the Grammys in 1992. But I was always, you know, wondering, sometimes when people have a famous parent, it's a struggle trying to figure out how to balance honoring the legacy with forging their own way. Was that a struggle for her?
No, I don't think it was a struggle for her. I think that it was a tribute and an honor. This was a way in which she was able to reconnect with her father and to share him again after so many years of his passing with the world.
She was also, though, very open about her struggles with drugs. I mean, she wrote about this in her autobiography, Angel on My Shoulder, and then later she talked about, you know, the health issues that she believes resulted, you know, from that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I think that, first of all, Natalie had struggles very early in her career, way back in when she was, you're talking probably a span of over 30 years ago. Natalie conquered, if you will, those demons with her strength in God and with her faith and with the support of so many people around her. My sister was a warrior. She was like her father. She had some battles that she overcame. She, unfortunately, when she developed and her hepatitis C came back after several years, her kidney was failing, and she, by the grace of God, she was able to receive the gift of a new kidney. Subsequent to that, she never stopped performing. She never stopped working. She was a true artist.
What would you want Natalie's fans to take away from her life, her music? What would you want her legacy to be?
To dwell on the joyous moments. I think the joy that she brought to all of her fans, to understand that she would want us all to lean on our faith and to be reminded of her resolve and her stamina. I think that the world is grieving. Perhaps some not really even knowing what they had. And a lot of us are extremely blessed and lucky because we knew we had a glimpse into one of God's unforgettable gifted souls.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Casey Cole is the younger sister of the late Natalie Cole, who died on Thursday at the age of 65. Casey Cole, thank you so much for speaking with us, and thank you so much for the gift of your sister, and we're so sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Michelle, and happy and healthy New Year to you.
Unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.